It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
We are taping this week at the Detroit Regional Chamber's Policy Conference on Mackinac Island. Insert gratuitous horse noise in 3, 2, 1.
This is an annual statewide event where business people and politicians come to plot the future of Michigan. We're talking big shots, serious stuff. Oh, there is also the iced vodka luge.
But really, this is Rick Snyder's party. These are his peeps, moderate but right-of-center business people, impressed by cutting taxes and balanced budgets. 2 years ago at this same conference, the governor, he'd only been in office for 6 months and, in his words, working in dog years. One tough nerd had in hand a state budget done in record time.
Certainly no budget gridlock like we saw in a couple of showdowns during the Jennifer Granholm years.
Also in that same 6 months, the governor had gotten a couple big wins on tax policy. It sure seemed like he was simpatico with the state's Republican majority. Basically, Mackinac in 2011 was Snyder's jam.
Snyder would brush off talk of hot-button controversies by saying, "Not on my agenda."
A phrase we certainly don't hear anymore post-right to work.
No. Fast forward 2 years.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end.
The post-right-to-work environment in Lansing is awfully different. Republicans are still in charge, but the House doesn't have the same commanding majority. And after right-to-work, Democrats are in no mood to cooperate.
That means the governor arrived at this conference this year with no deals on some things that Michigan's business community had high on their wish lists.
The governor hasn't been able to pull together the votes in the legislature for road funding.
Only a revenue windfall saved the state from actually missing its full share of federal matching funds for roads.
The governor called for expanding Medicaid under the Federal Affordable Care Act. Businesses think that will cut the number of emergency room visits and rein in their insurance costs.
But too many Republicans want no part of Obamacare.
Fear of Tea Party-backed primary challenges in 2014 are no doubt part of that, and even businesses are getting in the way. Lobbying by business groups has effectively blocked a permanent solution to a $140 million shortfall in the Michigan Medicaid program, created because a tax on insurance claims isn't bringing in as much as they expected. Also, state lawmakers came to the conference this week after handing the governor a school's budget that does not enact national student performance measurements. Lansing these days, and maybe government in general, is really more of a vetocracy than a democracy.
Vetocracy? You come up with that?
I stole it. But the point is, we have interested parties of all kinds that are all in a position to stop stuff, to effectively exercise their veto over policymaking. It's been a much, much bigger challenge, impossible in the cases that we just mentioned, to put together a group that can get things done. Even the budget. The governor, Republicans have made a big deal the last couple of years that they got the budget wrapped up by June 1st.
And it'll get done probably next week.
But that June 1st date has become a benchmark, a measure of competence and accomplishment under the Snyder administration.
So I guess the question is, what is the governor's take on all of this then?
A little dose of relentless positivity, of course.
We're just going to keep working the issues. That's the relentless part of positive action.
And I guess then the other big question is, where will all of this stand next year when this group is back on Mackinac Island? You know, is this the trough, the low point of the Snyder administration? Is that how we'll look back at this time period? Or are we in a permanent stalemate?
All of this is happening as anticipation builds toward 2014 and Snyder's re-election campaign. And we here at It's Just Politics are not pretending the governor has not said he will seek re-election. He may not have formally announced, but he's said as much.
And you know who else was here at the Mackinac Conference? Mark Schauer, the putative Democratic nominee, filed his campaign papers this week and headed up here to Gladhand, fundraise, talk to the media.
We should take this moment to hit on the dissonance in the Democratic message, too. Their case is Rick Snyder is not the moderate you thought he was, a la right to work. But also it's, well, he may be a moderate, but he can't control his party. He's no longer controlling events.
Rick Pluta is Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.